So we'll start with an article about the history of my favorite food, potato kugel. So if you read in the article is from myjewishlearning.com. I think that may be Chabad. It's called the history. It's all by the. It's a series called The Nasher, and it's called The History of Potato Kugel. If it opens up, I'll be able to read it to you. See how fast the internet goes. But he basically talks about. I was hoping we'd have internet in here. Usually we do, but I'll give it one more second. So he basically thought I'll sum it up for you. He talks about that probably one of the most Jewish foods you have is potato kugel. And he writes, interestingly, we have kugel was a long-standing Jewish food, but potato kugel, although you think it's been around for thousands of years, actually is probably only a staple of Ashkenazic food for the last 200 or so years, because potatoes wasn't so common in the Ashkenazic countries. It's still opening. I don't know. That was not great. I don't know what's up with the internet today. But wait. Here. I'll read it to you. It opened up. Everything you need to know about this Ashkenazic. Sunday potatoes, Monday potatoes, Tuesday and Wednesday potatoes, Thursday and Friday potatoes, but Shabbos for a change, potato kugel. This is from a Yiddish folk song. I don't know if anyone knows that. The Ashkenazi kitchen includes many beloved foods. Kugel may be the most popular of all. Okay, defined as a pudding, a true kugel must consist of starch, eggs, and some type of fat with no water added. Today, kugels are typically baked in a casserole dish. Over its centuries of history, kugel has developed into many varieties, although two types are most common today, potato and noodle. And then he goes on, it says, potato, however, is a fairly recent addition within the kugel collective. As the folk song above suggests, potatoes formed such a massive part of the Eastern European diet that it's hard to imagine Ashkenazi cuisine without them. However, potatoes were barely consumed in the region until the mid-1800s. And yes, within the overall history of kugel, 200 years is considered recent, he writes. And then he continues, rapidly adopted the highly nutritious and inexpensive potato, almost single-handedly fueled the 19th century Ashkenazi population boom. Some people ate potatoes for three meals a day, with most Polish Jews consuming around 400 pounds of them each winter. Underscoring their significance, there are around a dozen Yiddish words for potato, including kartoffel, bulbe, erdapel, which is earth apple, a common descriptor in numerous languages, etc., etc. Then he goes on for the most important sentence for our chabura. The basic potato kugel recipe includes such grated potatoes and onions, eggs, schmaltz, or oil, salt, and pepper. Typical of all kugels, it uses simple but flavorful ingredients with little extra seasoning. Most importantly, it really fills the belly. We'll read that again. Most importantly, it really fills the belly. Remember that sentence. Okay, fine. Then he goes on, different types of potato kugels. Okay, well, not so interesting anymore. Comes along the Gemara in Pesachim and talks about a very important question. The next part of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is, what is Suda? What counts as the other food, the food rather, that you need to eat with the Kiddush to make it a Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Simply put, you would have thought that what is Suda?
Bread.
Says the Gemara that Rav Huna was in the middle of making Kiddush. And you know what happened? The lights went out in his house. Not the electricity, you can't blame Con Ed 2,000 years ago, but you could blame the kerosene or whatever they had in those days. I don't know, lights, the candles, whatever it was. This akrole shraga, and the light goes out. But I only made Kiddush so far. But I lay with money, he took all his utensils, his food. He went to his son Rabba's house. Rabba's son had paid the bills better than he did, and he had his lights still on. The Kaddish, so he made Kiddush there. The Toim Midi. What does that mean?
Kiddush a second
Yeah, because he needs Kiddush Makom Suda. He didn't have Kiddush Makom Suda other place. So Kiddush V'Ta'im Midi. What does that mean?
Tasted a little bit.
Alma Kasavri sees in Kiddush Abba Makom Suda. Okay. Says Tosus, what does this mean? He tasted a little bit. Nirab ain't nira, says Tosus. Tahainu Ti'imas Lechem. It has to be bread. Kedamrinan Paragimel de Shvus. Tafiomi is going to come to this in a few weeks. Kedamrinan Inchi Nito Midi Va'azli Va'achlu V'shasi. That it's basically what it means to eat is that you taste really means eating. V'im Moil Mine Targimo Ahashram Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos Kimo Sukkah. He says, if you want to tell me having any Mine Targimo like a Nash or a fruit to count as a meal, that works Tavka B'Sudas Shlishas. That's a shalashudis. Avolo besudas arvis vishakras. That doesn't work for Friday night or Shabbos morning. Shem ikur kavod Shabbos. According to Tosus, how do you fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda? You have to have
bread.
Bread. You have to have bread. Mine targima is no good. And the reason is because Iker Kavod Shabbos, the main Kavod Shabbos, is Friday night and Shabbos morning. And a regalach, or a piece of fruit, is not going to cover it, according to Tosus. Opinion number one, only bread. Comes along the Shita of the Geonim, as cited in Shulchan Aruch, and says like this, Kosvu HaGeonim, Ha'de'ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. This that we say, that you have to have Kiddush Makom Suda. What is Makom Suda? What is Suda? Afilu Achel Davar Muat. Even if you ate something small, meaning it doesn't have to be something huge, it has to be a kezias, but we'll see what it is in a minute. Or Shase Kos Yayin, or all of a sudden Shulchan Aruch broadens it. It's not only eating bread, a small amount, we'll see. It's also, what? Drinking wine. Shechayev olav bracha. Enough that you'd be chayev a bracha achrona. Yotza yidei kiddush b'makom suda. You could be, yod says kiddush b'makom suda, and then you could eat the rest of your meal wherever you want, because you have already fulfilled kiddush b'makom suda. V'dafka says Shulchan Aruch. Ochal lechem, okay, you ate bread, that we just checked off. Oh, shasa yayin, you drank wine. So shita number two over here is, it's not only bread, it could be extra wine. Now, what is it about wine that makes it, that it is good for kiddush b'makom suda? No, anyone? Because wine...
It's
Sayin HaSalev. It satiates you. Wine is considered also, like Sham said as well, it's also that it makes you happier. It's considered a very festive drink, and so it's a staple as well. But the main idea is because it's soid. It fills you up. Aval Achal Peros, says the Shulchan Aruch. If you ate fruits, well, it's no good. So opinion number two is you have the Geonim, which says not only bread, but a lot of wine. Now, how much wine do you have to have? You can give a whole shear on that. The simple answer is you really need all another cup of wine. So you have your cup of Kiddush, and then you have a second cup, give or take, of it. It says, Hainu Kashir Revius, Shechayev of Bracha Achroni. You really need to have that. And then some say, it's not only a Revius, a whole discussion if you have to have another cup as well. But the point is that you have to have a significant amount of wine to be Yotze Kiddush b'makom suda. That is opinion. According to Shulchan Aruch, absolutely. Big leniency.
Suppose the first cup has
Revius. Okay, first cup. So, again, they fight about all the post-cum fight about exactly how much wine you have to have. If I was giving a shir fully on wine, I would have looked more into the exact nuances. But it's the way we say is he says, so shir Revius, you need a Revius. Then some say, really, you need to add on a whole other one. He says, I'm looking if I give you exact shear for it. Says, I think it's for the most part it's a revius. Some say I think you have to add on additional cup as well. But the point is you could satisfy it with total wine. How much wine you drink? A second cup, you're for sure fine.
But if the whole idea, going to the second opinion, is it's
it's satiating to the person.
Yeah.
Then why couldn't a person say, well, if I have seven regular, or if I have
Pieces
of pizza.
Says sheet number three. The Magen Avraham says, well, 1 second. Dehei minim. What are the chameshis minim? No. Any mizonos for the most part. Now, not any mizonos. It's interesting. We'll talk about which mizonos in a second. Hey, minim, nikra mazon. It's considered mazon already, and it's soe the leif together with the wine. So, shita number three is not bread is for sure fine. Wine would be fine as well, extra wine to be kiddush makom suda. And three is that even a mizonos. Pas habab bekisnin, which is basically bread, certain types of mizonoses, which are in the form of bread. So in other words, not pasta, not lakshin kugel. We'll talk about lakshin kugel in a second. But shita number three is any rugalach, any cracker, any cookie, any typical mizonos is fine as well for Kiddush b'makom suda. Now I want to be clear for you. The Mishnah Berurah appears to say this is fine. He says, I'll read it to you again. He says, "O shasa yain v'kol shekain." In some ways, it's better im achal mine targima mehe minim. If you eat a regalach from the chameshis minim, he says, "Diyotze your yotze deim chashivi tvei." They are more chashiv. Which would you rather have, a regalach or a glass of wine? Answer is a regalach is more chashiv. You know, he says, and therefore it's fine. Now, what is not good? Avol sheker mishar mashkin. He says, beer is no good. Also, soda, you can't have a cup of grape juice or whatever, wine, we'll talk about grape juice in a second, wine and a cup of Coca-Cola, that would be no good. So shita number three is, even mizonoses are fine. Okay. Now, what about two other problems we have to tackle? Well, what about question number one? Well, fine, but what about grape juice? Grape juice is not really soed the lave like wine is. Alcohol is soed the lave. So many poskim debate this issue. Not surprisingly, it's a huge machlokas. Rabbi Yashuv, cited in Avnei Yashuv, says, you are not yotze kiddush b'makom suda if you have an extra cup, and the extra cup is grape juice. And he says, because it does not fill you up. He says, at least certainly Friday night, where the Kiddush Makom Suda is more important. So that's, I knew you were going to ask me that question. I think the answer is, that is a separate dispute. I don't think he's taking a stand on whether it counts as Kiddush or not. He's just saying for the Makom Suda, where you need it to be soed, that's a separate issue, because grape juice, even if you say it counts as kiddush, it ain't the makom su'uda. So I don't think he's getting into that issue. Look, that is a separate debate, which I've smartly avoided as a topic over here, especially as someone who only drinks grape juice. I'm not going to give a shiur in which I show you how wrong I am according to all the poskim, or many of the poskim, although there are definitely many poskim I can rely upon. But yes, the overwhelming majority of poskim probably suggest it's better to use wine over grape juice. But the point is that definitely, even if you say grape juice is good for kiddush, it's definitely not soed as a makom suda.
What about hard liquor?
Hard liquor. So sheikhar.
Beer, no, so, but did you say schnapps or what?
I'm not sure. He says sheikhar, no. Beer, no. So I don't know offhand. I'm not sure.
Wine was different in those days.
Yeah, wine was definitely a thicker and definitely a stronger drink. Although the Mishnah Berurah is writing 100 years ago. So I don't know. We have to look at the wine from 150 years ago, you know, what the difference is. I don't know. Comes along the yeah, I'm sure also, right? Well, yeah, the Kedem, look, the Kedem grape juice now, he says, is not soed, and definitely the light grape juice ain't soed. Yeah.
Kedem
wine maybe is different. I hear you. I am not a wine aficionado, in case anyone can't tell. So I'm the wrong person to ask those questions to. Vinishma Shabbos also writes, he says, you're not yotze with grape juice as the second cup, but he says, kvar nispashit amina glahakil. People are makel about this, and if they have a second cup of grape juice, they say it's kiddush b'makom suda. However, they cite Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who says, you're yotze with grape juice as well as a kiddush b'makom suda. So shita number four is, bread, wine, mizonos, or an extra cup of grape juice. Okay. What about lakshin kugel? Before we get, I don't like lakshin kugel so much, so it's not the focus of this chabur over here. But lakshin kugel has a problem. It's a mizonos. Let's assume it's very lakshin-y, right? It's for sure a mizonos. Let's just say it's a lakshin kugel where it's clearly it's the noodles are clear. It's mizonos. Let's just say, but it's not pasaba bekisnin. It's not a type of mizonos like ragalach and other stuffs, which we say usually counts as a suda shabbos or something. So can it count as kiddush b'makom suda? Not surprisingly, this is a machlokas as well. So if Sternbach writes, no, you are not yotzei, surely lechadchila, with such a lakshin kugel, because it is not pasa babikis. However, others say, well, look, maybe you could be lenient about it, because it is a mizonos, and it is a little bit filling. Maybe there's room to be lenient on that as well. So that would be shita number 5. Maybe mizonoses, which are not really mizonoses, maybe they count as well. Shita number 6, I hope I've, someone's keeping stats over here, is the wild Shilte Giborim cited in the Mishnah Berurah, but then it is debunked. V'hine HaShilte Giborim says, Te'af Beperos Dai Techol Su'udas Shabbos Nechsheves Keva. Anything that you eat on Shabbos is considered a set suda. You know why? Because you're not running, you're not scrolling on your phone, you're not eating it on your run to the bus. Anything that you eat on Shabbos is considered a real meal, a real suda. So even if you have a apple, or you have a grape, or you have whatever, a fruit, an orange, you are yotze kiddush b'makom suda, because Shabbos makes it a permanent meal. However, ach, says the Mishnah Berurah, not surprisingly, das ator v'ashulchan aruch ikar, he says, but if you're so weak, ve'ein lo ato chameshes minim, and now you don't have a mizonos to eat, das eiz achronim, there are some achronim who say you can rely on mishulte giborim for shachris. Not for you, meaning your meal in the morning, not for Friday night. Avo belayla, vaday ein lismochalav, definitely don't rely upon it. Tishari poskim osrile kavase. So you think the Shilte Giborim makes it into halach or not? Probably not. So should you rely on the Shilte Giborim Shabbos morning when you have nothing else to eat? You really shouldn't. So now comes our feature presentation. So what about potato kugel? Where does potato kugel fall on my spectrum? Is it bread? No. Is it wine? No. Is it a mizonos? No, mostly, unless you have a really lot of flour in it, but no, it's not. Yeah? Is it like lakshin kugel? Well, is it grape juice? No. Is it lakshin kugel? It's not lakshin. There's no mizonos in it, we just said. No. Is it fruits? Well, it's definitely a type of fruit vegetable in the sense that is it lower than the Shilte Giborim's apple, or is it higher than his apple? Shilte Giborim, Shita number 6 says, yeah, maybe sometime Shabbos morning, if you really have nothing to eat and you're so weak, then maybe you could have an apple and count it. So it's adama. It's definitely not. It's definitely a potato. I don't know. You tell me. You can't ask me the same question I just asked you. No, sir. It's adama. Eitz is more chashur than adama. Let's say yes, but new comes along with Nishma Shabbos, and in my favorite tshuva of the entire world, which I've referenced, definitely my number one favorite tshuva of all halacha, says to you right over here. I looked at it again late last night. It's not as great as I want to make him sound, but it's close enough, yeah? It would be better if he could change a couple of words, but he doesn't, yeah? Because he has a million caveats at the beginning, so I have to read you the caveats. I just like to read you the one-liner, but it's not, yeah? Im kugel shel tapuach adama. This potato kugel, mahani, does it count? Leos kiddush b'makom suda. Oh, he says, Yesh Lodun, he says. Let me think about it. B'shas adchak, in exigent circumstances, extreme circumstances, maybe it helps. He says, okay, as long as you also drink afterwards, he says, extra wine, maybe, he says. Okay. He says, but simply put, we skipped that line also. Listen to what he says. He says, l'chora lo mahani. He says, simply put, it shouldn't help at all, right? It shouldn't help. Because Shulchan Aruch says, deperos lo mahani. Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, fruits are no good, he says. Fine. Miu, but, imhuz min wishtatef etzol kiddush, you're invited to kiddush, v'lo nisher sham mechameshesh mine dogon, and everyone who got there first ate up all the ragalach. The only thing that's left at the kiddush is grape juice, wine, whatever, rak, kugel, shal tapuach adama, and potato kugel. V'lo u'abal simcha, in imus, it would be very sad to them, sheyelech misham b'lo kiddushu te'ima, and the balabas is saying, no, eat something, make kiddush, and there's only potato kugel left. Yesh makom wa'akel demahani. There is some room to say that you could be lenient. Shebechiyai gavn, in this case, yesh lismoch al shita seshulte giborim. You could rely on the shulte giborim who says that peros are good for kiddush b'makom suda. V'amishnah Brura, he brings this, and he says in Shachris, if you're weak and you have no choice, maybe you could do that, he says. Fine. Achar kosho kiddush. He says you could rely upon it. He says, v'halchanami, over here he says also, kisharotza lishtos l'chaim, you want to have a l'chaim at the guy's kiddush, etzel kiddush, to give him excitement and happiness, we'll make a l'chaim together. He says, maybe there's room to rely upon. Then he says, here we go, my favorite line. Ubifrat, specifically, sheish makom lomer. I love to just start retrieval from this line, but I couldn't. Really, there's room to say, tepuach adama, potatoes, dino kiyayin. It's like wine. Dimidina. What does he mean by that? What does that mean? It's on the status of wine that it's good with chachila. Why? Dimidina de Shulchan Aruch Mahani. Wine works with Kiddush B'makom Suda Mitam. Why? Tiyayin nami misid sayed. Wine satiates you. Tiyayin, he says, wine. I got to turn the page 1 second. Yayin milvad. Not only does wine make you happy, but misid nami soed, it makes you full. Ukemoke nami, as well, hamitzius. Look at the facts about potato kugel. Umekubo be'enei b'nei adam. My favorite four words of the tshuva. It is accepted amongst a large population of Jews. That what? Potato kugel is a staple. Everyone knows that. Umekubu be'ene b'nei adam, shetapuach adama, that of potatoes, nami misid soed, also satiates you. And therefore he writes, maybe there is room to allow it in this limited circumstances to rely on potato kugel. I cannot say that I have never followed this and even extended it, perhaps. I definitely have done that, perhaps on a more frequent basis than I would like, but, or like to at least share publicly with you. But definitely, this is an unbelievable, I think, Mar Makom, in which he notes the reality that it's really based on misid soid, based on, you know, satiation. And I'm not paskin that you're allowed to do this every week flippantly, but for sure, if there is a basis to rely upon, you have in this Halach Ganish Meshabbos of our finest from Williamsburg, he's still alive, you could write him a question. I'd like to meet him. If I ever meet him, I would ask him the Shaila, how much can you rely upon this heter that he's giving? And therefore, this is the basis of why potato kugel is the best Jewish food. Shkach.